Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. Stranded cargo ship off Cowes could be there for weeks.
At this stage, it's too early to speculate on the cause of this accident.
A full report on the Hurg Osaka on the way. In other news this lunchtime, pressure in St Mary's Hospital at a critical point.
Please, please, only come up to the hospital if you've exhausted other opportunities to seek treatment.
And CityLink confirms Isle of Wight job losses. Those stories and more on the way. Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, salvage experts will spend the next few days working on a recovery plan for the car carrier stranded in the Solent. Last night, the ship's owners confirmed the 51,000-ton ship, the Hurg Osaka, had been grounded deliberately on Bramble Bank off Cowes to stop it from capsizing. Isle of Wight Radio has been covering this story since Saturday night. John Wicks joins me now in the studio. So, John, can you remind us of what happened with the Hurg Osaka over the weekend?
Well, Matt, at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night, the vehicle carrier grounded on Bramble's Bank, just off the islands, and was sat at a 45-degree list. Lifeboat and Coast Guard crews, including the Solent Coast Guard helicopter and Yarmouth RNLI, were called to assist the vessel, and 25 crew members had to be rescued, two of which had to be taken to hospital. Some were airlifted off the ship by Coast Guard helicopter, and others were rescued from the sea by the three lifeboats that were on the scene. Yesterday, an investigation took place to consider how the vessel could be refloated, but it's expected it could be there for a week or longer.
Now, a press conference was held in Southampton last night about the incident. What was said at that press conference?
Well, the owners of the vessel held the meeting at the Grand Harbour Hotel to explain exactly what caused the Hurg Osaka to be grounded. Ingar Skiaka, who's Chief Executive Officer of Hurg Autoliners, said that the vessel was intentionally grounded by the captain in a bid to save it and the crew. But Ingar said it's too early to know what forced the captain to make that decision.
Too early to speculate on the cause of this accident. The vessel did develop a severe list shortly after she left port, and the pilot and the master made a decision to save the vessel and the crew by grounding her on the bank. This showed great skill and seamanship, and they had to make quick decisions, and they did that in a very good fashion.
Mr. Skiaka also said that a key priority is to make sure the salvage of the vessel doesn't damage the environment.
So it's unclear, John, exactly what caused the Hurg Osaka to list.
That's right. There's been some speculation about the cause of the incident, though. It's been claimed that poor ballast or bunker tank management could be to blame. Another theory is that if vehicles on board were loose in their lashings, it could have had a huge effect on stability, as they could have slid to one side of the vessel.
So, John, what happens now?
Well, also at the meeting, the Secretary of State's representative for Marine Salvage, Hugh Shaw, said an operation to refloat the vehicle carrier would take place this week. Hugh said that they want to ensure they get it right before attempting to salvage the Hurg Osaka.
You know, we're not looking at a quick fix here. We will take our time to ensure that the proper assessments are made and we've got a proper plan in place before attempting to right the vessel and to refloat the vessel. Before, you know, bringing her into the port or moving her to another position on that side. I have this afternoon implemented, for safety reasons, a temporary exclusion zone, a small zone of only 200 metres, but this is to keep small craft away from the vessel itself to simply allow the larger vessels, the tugs that are working on scene, to operate safely without interference from small craft and as a safety measure from any small craft herself. So I think it's a matter of looking over the next few days. The weather is looking favourable, certainly up until Wednesday. We'll try and do as much assessments as we can before that time, and we'll start working on a plan, you know, to put together for moving the vessel. From Wednesday onwards, there is going to be a slight deterioration in the weather, and we're looking at bringing in other assets, other tugs at the moment, to ensure we've got 24/7 coverage out with the vessel and to hold the vessel in position on the bank until we're in the position where we physically want to remove her herself.
So that's Hugh Shaw, the Secretary of State representative for Marine Salvage. Now, John, with this operation in place, how will it affect other ships travelling to and from the port of Southampton?
Well, there were fears at first that having such a huge vehicle carrier grounded in the Solent, it would lead to complications with other ships using the same routes. However, since Sunday, Southampton Port announced that the Solent route would remain open to vessels travelling in and out of Southampton. Southampton Port Director Nick Riddell was also at the press conference last night, and he reiterated the fact that the port will remain open.
Although Hugh has just stated about the temporary exclusion zone, but the Port of Southampton is open for business. The grounding took place as a result of the actions of the ship's master and our pilot outside the channel of the Port of Southampton, and therefore transit to and from the Port of Southampton is unimpeded, and the port is open as usual for business.
You can read more on the story and see dramatic pictures and footage on our website, iwradio.co.uk.
John Weeks, many thanks for joining me in the studio this lunchtime. Meanwhile, Cowell's Online crew member Chris Cockcroft had been recording the rescue effort to remove the 24 crew members from the Hurghau Saga on Saturday night. Cowell's Online was among the crews to assist the effort, and Chris spoke to Lucy Morgan.
If we look out towards Southampton, there is a huge cargo ship on its side in the middle of the Solent. It is all a bit surreal.
It is, yes. They always say when the pager goes off, you never know quite what to expect, but I don't think any of us were expecting that.
So describe what happened. You jumped on board, you went out to sea, and pick up the story from there.
We did. So we launched just after 9:30, made our way to the car carrier aground on the Bramble Bank. When we arrived on scene, there were Calshot lifeboat were already on scene as well with both their lifeboats, and they were dealing with a crew member who was trapped at the front of the boat near the bow. So we made our way round to the front as well, and Calshot with their smaller D-class lifeboat were able to get right in next to the ship and recover the crew member who was trapped in sort of the area where the mooring lines are kept. There was then a second crew member stuck at the low side of the vessel who couldn't make their way up to the high side where the rest of the crew were assembling for winching off by the helicopter. He ended up actually jumping into the water and was immediately sort of sucked towards the vessel. And again, Calshot's small ILB, the D-class, went in and recovered them whilst we kept eyes to make sure that we could keep an eye on him in case anything happened. They recovered both those people onto the Yarmouth lifeboat, all-weather lifeboat. And then we sort of provided cover along the low side of the vessel in case there was anyone else trapped there. So we did a search along there with our searchlights, and then sort of provided cover whilst the winching operation was going on in case anything went wrong with the winching operation.
And it was the Coast Guard helicopter that we saw zipping back and forward to shore and pulling people off. How many people were they taking at one time?
It varied. Initially, they were taking about six, initially, and then there was a casualty who needed medical attention, so they went with just a couple of people on board at that point, and I think they took 24 off in total.
And, I mean, obviously, you weren't there with the crewman that jumped off the ship on board your boat, but could you get a sense of how that person was feeling?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly see the sort of desperation when he was climbing over the rail. I think he must sort of get off the vessel quite quickly. So he was clearly quite desperate in order to jump into the water. But he looked okay once he was recovered onto the Calshot lifeboat and taken to the Yarmouth boat.
In terms of your own experience of, you know, being on an RNI boat in the middle of Cowes, how does this compare?
It's very different. We obviously we do attend a lot of vessels that are aground on the Bramble Bank. It's something that does happen. It's generally sailing vessels or small boats that have gone aground. So this is certainly the first sort of major incident that I've dealt with of this scale.
Isle of Wight Radio's Lucy Morgan speaking to Cowes RNI crew member Chris Cockcroft, who's been recalling the rescue effort to remove the 24 crew members from the Hurghau Saga on Saturday night. And as John mentioned, you can see all the dramatic pictures and video on our website. Head to iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
At 8 minutes past one, some other local news now, and ambulances have been queuing to get into St Mary's Hospital as pressure on the island's health services reaches a critical level. The Isle of Wight NHS Trust says the hospital's been under huge pressure for several days. Patients in intensive care can't be moved to other beds, and 999 callers with less serious conditions have had to wait longer for help. Most operations have been cancelled today, with more likely to follow tomorrow. The Trust says there's been more walking cases at the Beacon Health Centre, and Executive Director Mark Price is appealing for the community to help ease the situation.
We need people to manage their own conditions, to make sure that they have stocks of simple medications like paracetamol and cough treatment so that they can treat themselves. If they've got simple problems, they need to think about, can they go to their pharmacist? Can they make an appointment to go and see their GP? It is not a good experience coming up here at the moment.
And we'll be hearing more from Mark Price throughout the afternoon. And you can get more advice on our website, iwradio.co.uk.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
An aeroplane which crashed in Hampshire on Saturday, killing two parents and critically injuring their son, took off from the Isle of Wight. Sarah Griffin reports.
50-year-old Lewis Tonkinson and his wife Sally from Warwickshire died when a light aircraft came down in Popham after it had left Bembridge Airport on Saturday. Their six-year-old son remains in Southampton General after being treated for life-threatening injuries. Hampshire Constabulary says post-mortem examinations are due to take place tomorrow.
Some national news now, and three people have been arrested after a woman's body was found in the grounds of a primary school in Shropshire. The victim's believed to have been in her 20s. Two men and a woman, all of them in their 30s, are being questioned on suspicion of murder. The school in Shrewsbury, which was due to reopen tomorrow after the Christmas holiday, will remain closed for forensic examination until Wednesday. Labour's launched its general election campaign, with its leaders vowing to head up a crusade to change the country. Ed Miliband also defended his spending plans after the Chancellor accused him of making nearly £21 billion of commitments which are unfunded. Police have made four arrests after anti-drone campaigners broke into an RAF base in Lincolnshire. The group said it was a protest against what it considers to be the growing acceptability of drone warfare.
Isle of Wight Radio. Sport.
Southampton's Sadio Mane is to miss the upcoming African Cup of Nations. The midfielder, who sat out their 1-1 FA Cup third-round draw with Ipswich yesterday, is expected to be out for up to 6 weeks. Manager Ronald Koeman hopes his country, Senegal, don't risk by picking him.
Maybe they will call the player to have a test or to see what exactly happened, but they have to know it because the contact and the scans, and they received everything, and it's a doctor like the doctor what we have, then he will don't play.
One of Oldham Athletic's main sponsors say it'll sever all ties with the club if it signs Ched Evans. Its board is meeting to discuss whether to offer the convicted rapist a contract, with thousands of people signing an online petition against it. Speaking outside Boundary Park, Oldham manager Lee Johnson says it'll be a board decision if the club opts to sign him.
As manager of the football club, I just have to prepare the team as best as I can for Saturday. And of course, it's a board decision from now on and we kick on.
In local football at the weekend, Cow Sports kicked off 2015 with a 5-3 win against New Milton Town. Two goals from Jared Weatherick and strikes from Lee Davis, Tom Scovell and Ryan Gregory helped the Otsmen to the win. In ice hockey, Whiting Raiders enjoyed back-to-back wins this weekend. On Saturday, they beat Chelmsford Chieftains 3-1, followed last night by a 10-4 win over Oxford City Stars. And in rugby, the Isle of Wight second team lost in a friendly to Ventnor 24-17.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Finally this lunchtime, Mrs. Brown's Boys and Miranda have dominated the festive TV ratings. Both the Christmas and the New Year's Day episodes of the comedies were in the top five most viewed programmes. Elsewhere, Coronation Street, EastEnders and Emmerdale all made the top ten. That's it from me. Thanks for listening to the programme this lunchtime. Don't forget, on our news pages online, see our photos of the car transporter stranded in the Solent and find out why a Newport councillor has quit the Conservatives. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. The next news bulletin's at 2 o'clock, but the business news is next.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
It's been confirmed three staff have lost their job at Citylink on the Isle of Wight. All were made unemployed when the firm went into administration over Christmas. Local employees discovered their company's fate on national TV on Christmas Day. One person will be retained to deal with the outstanding parcels. Supermarkets are cutting the cost of their fuel again. From tomorrow, Asda and Morrisons are reducing their petrol and diesel by 2p a litre. Other retailers are expected to follow suit. And Wetherspoons pubs on the Isle of Wight will start selling Foster's and Kronenbourg beers again after settling around with their producer Heineken. The chain stopped offering them last month following a dispute over supply terms. It's since been resolved.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.